Good morning. Welcome to St. Andrew Lutheran Church, and especially if you're visiting with us today, we hope that you hear something encouraging for your life and your faith. Today it's about persistence. Every single reading has something to do with holding on and hanging in and trusting that God is giving us the strength that we need. So listen through the readings and the hymns and see what you can find that speaks to you today for where you're at. A special welcome to the family of Haley June, who's baptized today. She brought everybody together over there, so we're excited to celebrate with Haley and welcome her into the life of Christ and into this community of faith. Today we have a few temple talks, and we'll begin with one from member outreach. I think Tammy's here, maybe. Ah, she's here. So Tammy is the chairperson on Council for Member Outreach, and there have been quite a few initiatives that have been going on, and so she's getting things active again, has a couple of invitations for you to consider.
Good morning. So I am part of the Member Outreach, and just wanted to come talk to you today in regards to what Member Outreach is. And we're trying and promoting not only outreaching to our congregation, but also outreaching into our community. Member Outreach went into a sort of hibernation mode, and now we're bringing it back up. And part of Member Outreach does the annual blood drive. We do a lot of prayer shawls. We have the prayer listing. And those things were always active in, but not attached to a full ministry. Part of member outreach is also reaching out to our sister congregation in Zurich, South Africa. They will be coming in June of 2020. And it's a great congregation over there. And we're hoping to welcome them into our congregation as well for their journey here. The council has approved 15 visitors, and they have 17 that have requested to come. So there'll be information back on the information desk coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you want to participate in that, there's many opportunities that are going to be available for that as well. We're looking at also just doing some other member outreaches and promoting some things. New moms, new member orientation, I believe we have today as well. Just other socialization groups, just to bring forth knowledge and stuff. Our first event to kick us off will be on Sunday, October 27th. We are hosting a trunk or treat here at St. Andrews. So we have a bunch of members signed up. There's two on this sheet back there now. I have the other sheets, so don't think there's only going to be two cars. So I have the sheets at home. We're going to start out in the front parking lot, trunk or treat. Come, decorate your trunk. You can hand out whatever you would prefer, candy. We have devotions. We have bookmarks. Whatever you choose to hand out is great. Some have asked, do they need to decorate their vehicle? No, you can come and participate and just socialize. It's bringing everybody together and to have some fellowship. It starts at 3:30. The confirmands should be out of here by then. But we'll start in there. The more cars we can pursue to the west parking lot and et cetera. People have asked, well, if they can't participate, how can they help? And they've asked if they can donate candy. Later in the week, back by the information desk, I will have a box that'll say candy donation. So if you want to go that route, you can go that route as well. Trunk or treat will be from 4 to 6. So invite your friends, invite your, you know, kids, you know, cousins. It's open to all. So it's just a wonderful way for us to promote member outreach and get our community together.
Thanks, Tammy. We have another temple talk from Marty Ferris, who is speaking on behalf of an organization to support the Ronald McDonald House.
Good morning. Just want to take this opportunity to let you know about an opportunity we as a congregation have to do an outreach from now and through November. About 2 years ago, almost now, I followed the ambulance taking our daughter Riley down to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. During that time of fear, I never knew how bright God could and would shine. The Ronald McDonald House directly across the street is one of those lights. Now, every month, sometimes more, we stay there, and it's a place where you can see God in action. Ronald McDonald House has many amazing things about it, and I could spend all morning telling you, but one of the amazing things is the Magic Room. The Magic Room is a place where each kid goes every time they come to stay, that they get a token, and they can pick out a special toy for that visit. These kids and families, they face amazing challenges. The Magic Room puts a smile on their face at a time where smiles can be hard to find. Riley cherishes her Starbucks treat every month because the Magic Room knows what older kids want as well. So this season, we're trying to give back to a place that serves us, and we found out, actually this morning even more, that how many people and families in this congregation have used Ronald McDonald House either in Milwaukee or Madison, even Minnesota, we found out this morning. So we want to do a toy drive to help supply this Magic Room. So from now throughout the month of November, we'll be collecting toys for all ages and gift cards if you prefer. And we'll have a box, it's a big red box in the library right now for collection. We will then deliver the toys at our December appointment, which is usually the first week of the month, first or second week. So we thank you for the support in the last 2 years on our family, and we thank you for having God's light shine through us. Facing cancer is a little less scary when you have the support of a great congregation and family and friends. And we look forward to delivering the toys, and then we'll share that day with you as well when it's done. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. Let's stand together and center our hearts and minds for worship as we prepare to begin with a confession and forgiveness in the inside back cover of the hymnal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, recognizing our need for God's mercy, let us confess our sin and seek reconciliation with God and each other. God of justice and compassion, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not been faithful stewards of your creation. We have failed to share the bounty of your harvest with the poor and needy. Forgive our sin, increase our faith, strengthen us in service, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Heaven rejoices when a sinner repents and a lost sheep is found. The mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join together in singing our gathering song, number 765. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord God, tireless guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cries. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the new members to come forward. Children, you'll be in just a little bit, but we have some people to welcome first. You can come on down here. Today we welcome 12 people into our family of faith. Jesus had 12, which is awesome. Kind of a cool coincidence. So we have Karen Lenzer and Kurt, Erica, and their children, Carter, Kennedy, and Cooper. Brad and Kat Yankee, and then Scott and Erica Schaefer and their children, Morgan and Brooke. Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, one with us in the body of Christ, whom we welcome as new members into the life and ministry of this congregation. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We're called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in the earth. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, do you intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's people in this place? If so, say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. People of God, do you promise to support and pray for these new members in their life in Christ? If so, say, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. So let us welcome these new brothers and sisters in Christ to this community of faith. Thanks be to God. Thank you guys. Yeah, right. You got a fight? All right. We'll call that good. You guys can have a seat. And children, I would invite you to come forward at this time. Hey, everyone.
I found that my home, I just
got. Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I have one, too.
You do, too?
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, I'm sitting next to my friend.
I want to teach you a song, and the congregation's going to help. So I bet they'll help. Maybe they'll help. Help, please. So I'm going to sing it. I'm going to sing a line, and then you guys can sing it back to me, okay? Ready? It goes like this. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up, never, 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 oh, never, never give up, never, 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 oh, never, never give up. So let's try that all together. Never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up, never, 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 oh, never, never give up. Let's try it again. Never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up. Never, 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 oh, never, never give up. So that song is a song I learned when I was studying to become a pastor at a place called seminary. And I remember thinking, it gets hard sometimes, and I just want to stop. And when I would just want to stop, I would think, never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up. Never, 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 oh, never, never give up. So sometimes when life gets hard, I think about how God is with me and whispering in my ear to never give up. And so I hope that when you come into hard times or you have challenging situations, you might have that kind of song in your heart. And remember that God is with us no matter how challenging life can get sometimes. So let's sing that song one more time, okay? Never give up, never give up, oh, never give up, never give up, never, 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 oh, never, never give up. And I hope you have a wonderful time learning in Sunday school today. What we're going to do now is we're going to have the noisy offering, and I think I'm going to ask if you're in grades 1 or 2, raise your hand. If you're raising your hand after the prayer, we'll have you help with the noisy offering, and then everyone else can go to Sunday school, okay? So if you're raising your hand, you can grab a can, and everybody else can go to Sunday school, okay? So let's have a prayer, all right? The Lord be with you. Gracious God, help us to never give up and to always have faith that you are giving us strength in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so first and second graders, you can help with noisy offering. Everybody else, you can head on to Sunday school. The noisy offering today goes to the warming center. All right. Yay. That's awesome. That's so cool. So you can. That's really neat. I love that. You can help get coins, okay? And there's some people over here, too. Give a wave if you got some. Got it. All right. Did we miss anyone? We got it. Oh, there's some over here. Down in the front. Oh, they're all coming. Just spread it out. Come on over. Oh, there's one in the back. There are two in the back. There are three in the back. There are four in the back. There's some down front. Over here. All right, come on back. Oh, there's one in the back. All the way in the back. All right. That's why it's important to never give up, because there's always one more, right? All right. This is going to the warming center, and we're going to pray for God to bless us, get these gifts so that people who are in need of it have warmth, okay? Let us pray. God, thank you for the gift of warmth and for nourishment in our body and in our spirits. We pray for the warming center and the good work that they do. Bless the volunteers and staff that sustain that ministry. Strengthen them and remind them to never give up. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, you guys. The cans can go back over here, and you can head off to Sunday school or back to your pews. Ooh.
A reading from Genesis. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please, tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for us today is Psalm 121. The choir is going to sing it for us, but I would invite you to turn to Psalm 121 and to follow along as they sing the psalm today.
Thank you.
A reading from 2 Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord. According to Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by her continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. My fellow cat people at? Any? Oh, thank you. On Thursday at noon, there was like one person, and I thought, what is the world coming to? I have two cats. Ellie's one of them, and she's the more standoffish one, so she doesn't get as much time in my sermons. But she's wonderful, and I think she has a backstory, because she's not as trusting as the other one. But she's probably the more liturgical of the two. And what I mean by that is, usually every single morning when my alarm goes off, she's right there going tap, 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 tap. And if I hit the snooze at all, it'll be tap, tap, meow, tap, tap, meow, meow, tap, tap, tap. All right, fine. And if I hit the snooze a third time on rare occasion, she'll start to yowl. Because, you know, it's breakfast time, and this is just getting out of hand.
I love Ellie, but sometimes I feel like that unjust judge who neither fears God nor has respect for felines, and I think to myself, I will grant her breakfast so she may not wear me out by her continual coming. If you have a pet, you can relate perhaps to that kind of persistence. The idea that you're not going to stop until you get what you want or what you need because the fire in your belly is so strong and you just know that it's time to eat. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and to not lose heart. Tap, 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 tap. Jesus encourages the disciples and encourages us to consider the role of persistence in our life of faith, but more specifically, persistence in prayer. Crying out to God day and night. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones? Jacob was returning home after having fled many years prior because of a conflict with his brother Esau. And it was more than a conflict because Jacob had stolen his brother's birthright and his father's blessing. And now he prepares to come face to face with Esau for the first time since he had injured him. And he finds himself alone. And while he is there, while he is alone, a man wrestles with him until daybreak. During the fight, Jacob is struck in his hip and still with his hip out of joint. He never gives up. And he fights through the night. Some biblical scholars might suggest that this man was a demon because, of course, his fear is of daybreak. Others would say that he's an angel or a man of God, some divine presence. Just who this man is that is his wrestling partner is not clear, but one thing is that on the way to meet his brother, with whom he wants to please, he has to deal with both himself and with God in a fight. And in the context of that fight, in the first of three interchanges, the man says to Jacob, "Let me go, for day is breaking." And Jacob quite boldly says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Sometimes I think that might be the most profound prayer. I will not let you go, Lord, until you bless me. I will not let this go. I will not give up until the blessing comes. It doesn't say this anywhere in the text, but sometimes I imagine that from the struggle, Jacob is changed forever and left to limp the rest of his life as a sign that he has striven with God. Certainly his name changes, Israel, meaning I have striven with God and prevailed. And Jesus is teaching us to pray always and to never lose heart, to cry out in faith and to be persistent. So we have, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? The truth is, sometimes it seems like God is delaying long. Sometimes the fight gets tiring, and it seems like the sun will not rise anytime soon, and the judge will not listen to our plea, and God's help is long delayed. And when we are tired, the fight can get hard. And when the blessing is veiled, Jesus teaches again today to never give up. When I think about the parable of the persistent widow and about praying always and not losing heart, one of the people that comes to mind is Renee. Renee's husband was my friend at both Luther College and at Wartburg Seminary, and he died in the earthquake that destroyed Haiti in January of 2010, along with hundreds of thousands of other people. My friend's name was Ben. Ben and Renee and Ben's cousin Jonathan went to Haiti, and they went to teach in the new Lutheran church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Haiti. And one day they were just in the middle of a conversation that they were having in the orphanage for boys where they were staying, and the earth began to shake. And Renee and Jonathan survived, and Ben did not. Renee and Jonathan returned to seminary that spring, which must have been incredibly difficult. And it was at Ben's memorial when I first learned the song, "Never give up, Never give up, oh, never give up. Never give up. Never, 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 oh, never, never give up. And we sung that song with Renee and Jonathan through the end of that semester, where by the grace of God, they finished their MDivs at a time of great grief and confusion. They persisted in finishing through, and they were both ordained and served in North Dakota. Renee served at a mission that was essentially a prison for young girls, and Jonathan served in a couple of different contexts, and now they've recently moved to South Dakota, where Renee was just appointed and called as the director of evangelical mission. Following Ben's death, Renee was interviewed by many sources, but one of them was Minnesota Public Radio. And she was also interviewed for a blog called Living Lutheran, which is a video blog of the ELCA. And in that interview, which is called The Resurrected Life, Renee reflects on persistence and the resurrection. And she says, the resurrection and the promises God offers through the resurrection are sustaining each and every day, even on the difficult days, which there are many. Sometimes the resurrection is a smile. Sometimes it's an embrace. Sometimes it's blaring music and rolling the windows down in the car, even in the middle of winter, and cranking the heat. No matter what happens to us in life, God always has the power to transform it and make it new. And for me, the greatest experience of resurrection hope has been through other people. I found such life in the people of God and serving them. Serving has pulled me out of myself. So often in suffering, we want to turn inward, and certainly there is a time for that. But it becomes dangerous if that's where we stay. So gradually, over time, God and other people turn us out, and that's when incredible, new, and surprising life comes. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and to never lose heart. Prayer is this resource that nourished my friends in those days when they weren't sure how to escape a horrible situation. And prayer sustained them every day since. It's a resource that God gives you to share your desires and your longings. The things that are happening in your heart that you aren't quite sure how to put into words, even through a sigh. Prayer is, in the simplest terms, talking and listening for God. Sometimes this prayer happens with others. It certainly happens here when we gather around the sacraments. But also it happens when we get behind the wheel of a car or when our head hits the pillow at night. Prayer is not like the list that children make for Santa. And prayer is not like the wishes that one would share with a genie. Prayer is not an order from a menu and 15 minutes later the dinner of our choosing comes. Instead, prayer is persistence. Prayer is a way of sharing again and again our joys, our griefs, our burdens with God, who hears them, who receives them. And prayer is listening persistently in the stillness of your soul for that affirmation and the words of hope and encouragement that you need, the word of love that you need from your God. Of course, there's always going to be the question of unanswered prayers. We pray to God for the desires of our hearts, and sometimes we experience something other. There are many things in this world that are struggles that cause us to cry out, and certainly there are judges that turn their ears away and cease to hear or grant justice. But God does not turn away. And God quite unjustly gives us more grace than we could ever deserve. So Jesus invites to pray persistently, like this widow, and to not lose heart. On the good days, and on the days when we wrestle and we struggle like Jacob, the invitation is to pray and to never give up. But the invitation is also to trust that God is responding, although we may not see that response. The justice God grants is not always the answer for which we are hoping or expecting, but it comes and will come. God throughout the ages has continually shared a specific concern and acted on behalf of the widow and the orphan and the weak and the less than and the sick and the stranger, the sinner and the vulnerable, the lost, the poor, the hungry, the weary and the dying. And Jesus invites, pray and don't lose heart. In the cross, Jesus would come to know all that kind of suffering. And in the resurrection, Jesus has overcome all of it and given us a promise of hope, joy, healing, and life forever, even though we wait for justice beyond what we could imagine to come. It was about a month after the earthquake when Renee was back at seminary, and she was asked by one of our professors if she still laughed. A seemingly insignificant, poorly timed question. She had to think about it, but she realized that yes, sometimes she did, in fact, laugh. And as she reflected on that laughter as a promise for resurrected life, she said, if we laugh in spite of all that comes, she said, then there is something more, something worth waiting for. There is something more. And we hold on together until that day breaks. Thanks be to God, because we know there is an end to the struggle. There is an end to the fight. And that God does not let us go until the blessing. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Congregation may be seated, and I'd invite you to turn to page 227 at the front of your hymnal for the Order of Holy Baptism for Haley June Mrzynski. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity, but by water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the Church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God.
Together. We present Haley June for baptism.
That's better.
I'm with you.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God. Do you desire to have Haley June baptized into Christ? As you bring her to receive the gift of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities. To live with Haley among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture her in faith and prayer so that Haley June may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. So do you promise to help Haley June grow in the Christian faith and life? Sponsors, do you promise to nurture Haley June in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church?
We do.
And people of God, do you promise to support Haley June and pray for her in her new life in Christ? Please stand as you are able. That's better. Yes. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, who was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit was moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. In the river Jordan your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Oh, sweetie. Haley June, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And together we say, you belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Haley June with the gift of your Holy Spirit, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and might, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, a spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Haley June, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Your parents are never going to forget this. They're going to write it in your baby book. Haley June, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So if we can, together, let us welcome Haley June, the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and declaring God's redeeming and redeeming work to all the world. Amen. We stand together for prayer. Let us pray. faithful partner. You will not leave us without a blessing. Wrestle with your church and renew it for the sake of the world. Preserve our life in you so that we faithfully name you before the world. Lord, in your mercy, grant us joy in these autumn days. As the daylight shortens and summer's green abundance decays, scatter the seeds that will bring forth new life in the spring. Keep watch over your whole creation. Lord, in your mercy, mercifully extend your ancient promises to all people. Keep and defend the nations from all evil and be their shade and protection. Held in your steadfast love, guide the human family in ways of mercy and justice. Lord, in your mercy, our help comes from you, maker of heaven and earth. Hear the cries of those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Help us to not lose heart so that your healing love prevails in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, speak through us in our encounters with the Holy Scripture. Hearten and strengthen ministers of faith formation, Sunday school teachers, and confirmation mentors, so that all who belong to you may be capable and equipped for good works in your name. Lord, in your mercy, we celebrate lives joined together in the covenant of marriage, especially as we remember in prayer those recently married, Kyle and Megan, Chase and Ashley, Josh and Tia, and Tubi and Mallory. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for your grace made manifest in the saints who have gone before us. Living in hope, bring us all to the joyful feast that has no end. Lord, in your mercy, trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace with one another. Let's sing Jesus Loves Me to Haley, wherever she is, and trust that she hears us. Let's see if I can find her. Never give up. She heard us just fine because she's in the nursery and there's a microphone in there. Let us pray. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table now, and with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with a life that is really life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them all to drink, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant and my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. This is Christ's table. It is open to all. Body and blood of Christ given and shed for you. may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We sing our ascending song.
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.